Montgomery County has installed its first ever litter trap, which will capture trash and debris and prevent it from flowing downstream into the Anacostia River and eventually Chesapeake Bay. Located in the Lock Ridge Drive tributary, the floating trap is anchored to the banks and uses the stream current to guide the debris into it. Ryan Zerbe of the Montgomery County Department of Environmental Protection says the litter trap is one way to keep Maryland waterways free of trash pollution. Plastic bottles make up 60% of all the trash found in other traps in the Anacostia River.
Any litter in our streams ends up going into our drinking water, and water treatment plants can only treat so many things. Unfortunately, until we change our behavior, we'll need tools like trash traps to keep our streams clean. And the more we eliminate litter, the better.
The project is in collaboration with Anacostia Riverkeeper, Montgomery County Department of Environmental Protection, and Chesapeake Bay Trust. This trap is the eighth of its kind installed in the Anacostia River watershed. Jeffrey Pop of Chesapeake Bay Trust says, in addition to the installation, the project also focuses on behavioral change to prevent people from littering in the first place.
This project is right in a neighborhood. Everybody who walks past it understands what it is. It's got a sign on it that explains what it is and what it does. And so the goal here is that people will again see the amount of trash, especially after a rainstorm, and understand that this is a problem that is easily fixed.
As part of the grant, the Montgomery County Conservation Corps will go out once a week and sift through the trash, divide it into different categories, weigh it, and then share the data with the county. The Trash Trap Project was funded through the Montgomery County Watershed Restoration and Outreach Grant Program, a partnership between the county and Chesapeake Bay Trust. I'm Emily Scott with Maryland News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.